السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his descendants and his house, to the souls of the companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about an-nafsu wa nasiyatuha fil Qur'an al-Kareem, the self, the human self, and its nasiyah, and its location in the brain. From modern sciences of psychology and sociology, we learned that Freud and me divided the human self into two areas, higher and lower. The higher self is where we have our conscience, the religious teachings, what's good, the ideals, the values. Human beings become humans when they are taught about what's goodness. So we can follow that, the teachings. The lower self is the part of us that is concerned about survival, about what's good for the body. Foods, drinks, security, warmth, sexuality. And we survive when these two areas of the selves are balanced. So we do good and we are under pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we satisfy our human needs in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do. So there is no contradiction actually between what we are taught we should be, the ideals, and what the human body needs for survival. I like this to give you this background about the khutbah before I go to the verses of the Holy Quran about that. This is modern science, actually. Most recent theories in science. And they are in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago. Exactly the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the human self is dual in nature. It has part of it can be the ideal, the conscientious, and the other part, which is about desires. And he told us we should not be carried away to transgress, to be excessive, in other words, to sin. Sinning is really going astray from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hijr, this is chapter 16 of the Holy Quran, verse 29. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the angels about humans, about Adam, peace be upon him. When I fashion him and when I blow my soul in him, then I want you, angels, to prostrate to him as a sign of respect. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blow in humans? He said, min ruhi, from my spirit. So what do we have from the spirit of Allah? It must be the goodness that we have. Where is the essence of goodness? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and also in the Quran, called it al-fitra. The goodness, the essential, the natural goodness. This is the software, if I want to use the computer language of today. This is the software Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala installed in our DNA without any influence from parents or governments or media. Humans will be good because of this software from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is really the essence of the conscience of the self. And of course, it's reinforced by teachings from parents, from school, from the media, from the masjid, the mosque, place of worship. This is reinforcing the original natural goodness in human beings. If we are emphasizing that part, then our children and ourselves will be in the right path. Otherwise, people would go astray. One area of research is being conducted. I'm not the only one doing it. It's really several Muslim scholars are doing it, trying to associate and explain and interpret the verses of the Holy Quran with some explanation from modern sciences. So this is leading us to speculate and speak about where is the self? Where is the human self? Is it really in our fingers? our hands? Is it in our legs? Is it in the ears? Where is the self? Is it in the whole body? Where is an-nafs in Arabic? An-nafs. In English, self. Soul in some English translations. Where is it? Think about it and you will quickly find out it is here in the head. Because when people have some traffic accident or any accident and they have their hands amputated, their arms or legs or ear is gone, still we think, right, and we make decisions and we know right and wrong. So it's not really in the body. It is in the brain. And what's in the brain? Al-aql, the mind. What's the mind? It's the information. All the information that we have been accumulating all our life, this is the mind. The self is just one part of the mind. Because the mind includes everything you know, everything you saw since you were born. Things that are voluntary and things that are involuntary. You did not choose. You go to the parking lot and you see a car coming or going. You did not choose the movement of the car, but it becomes part of your mind. It's information. The self or a nafs is the part of the mind that you have a say on. You make a decision about. You see two people fighting in the parking lot. This is involuntary. This is the mind. Information. If you decide to go and split them apart, you want to interfere. Okay, this becomes part of yourself. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. And that is what we are held accountable for. I'm not accountable for everything I see or hear, but I am responsible for the things I interfere. I decide. There is information and I decide. Wrong or right. Modern scientists who are specializing in the brain are telling us that it is the part of the brain that is responsible for decision making is here, in the forehead, directly inside your forehead. And they call it the prefrontal cortex. And to be specific, it's behind the eyes. And they give evidence that people who have some accidents that damages this part become incapable making decisions. So anybody has accident in the forehead, this part, then that person would not be able to tell right from wrong. They may not be able to take care of themselves or, of course, others. There is an agreement that this is the center of decision making. Telling the truth or telling lies. Doing good or doing bad. That is what I reached, and several researchers reached, that is a nasiya. Nasiya til insan. That's the Arabic word for prefrontal cortex, or the lower part of the brain behind the eyes. 1400 years ago, Allah, praise to Him, told us about it in the Holy Quran. In Surah Hud, this is chapter 11 and verse 56. I'm sorry. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام, tell them, O Muhammad, that I trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord, that there is no stepping creatures. stepping on earth, particularly humans, nobody is going to escape being held accountable. And where is that part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would point to? Is his or her nasiya, the lower part of the forehead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the right path. In Surah Al-Alaq, this is chapter 96, verses 15 and 16. Allah 14 and 15 and 16. Allah, praise to him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لأن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these verses were revealed about Abi Jahl, one of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, saying that, doesn't he know that Allah can see and he doesn't see? He doesn't know. He doesn't want to know. The non-believer is adamant about denying everything you give him or her. As a punishment, Allah says, if he doesn't stop harming the Muslims and harming the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, we will strike him at his nasiya, at his forehead, at the lower part of the forehead. And in verse 16, he said, nasiyatin kathibatin khati'a. This is where lying emerges. And this is where wrongdoing is done. Exactly what modern scientists who are specializing in brain functions are saying exactly. This is the part, the prefrontal cortex. This is the part of the brain that is responsible for decision making, telling lies, or deciding for the truth. In fact, modern scientists who are specializing in the brain functions, they are telling us our brains are really three brains. One in the internal side, if you can imagine your head as a ball, the most internal side is like your fist size. We share this with reptiles. And it is about functioning for survival. Example, some of the reptiles, just one example, the camelot, which changes its skin. We share this characteristic with it when we go to the beach or any day, sunny day, or few days under the sun in the beach, and you come back a little bit tanned. We have this characteristic with them. Then there is another bigger layer of the brain. Just imagine the reptilian, pro-reptilian part of the brain is inside, and there is one over it. And we share that with mammalians, thadiyat in Arabic, animals which give birth, actually. And it's called paleomammalian, they call it. And we have these characteristics with other animals which give birth. And these two, the brain scientists say, are about one third of the human brain. Two thirds of our brain really is human. Neocortex, it's called. It's not found in animals, actually. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his hands, خَلَقْتَهُ بِيَدَيْ. He created, he interfered in our DNA and made us different from animals. Then this is part when he said, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, when I blew from my spirit in him. This is part of the creation of humans, giving us these functions of the brain, particularly an-nasiya, making us capable to distinguish between right and wrong, and making decision. And consequently, in the Day of Judgment, we will be held responsible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be striking the non-believers on an-nasiya, in the prefrontal cortex. Where does this fit in the scheme of the dichotomy or duality of the self? That we have, like I said at the beginning, the upper self and the lower self. Upper self is about the conscience, and the lower self is about the desires. In Surah Al-Shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Al-Shams is chapter 91 of the Holy Quran, verses 7 and 8. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah is telling us, He shaped, He made the self. This is the evidence that it is Him, praise to Him, who interfered and created this part of the brain to be able to enable us to make the decisions, right or wrong. And He made it in a way that we have the choice. If you can be capable of making decisions, then you have a choice. And He said, the human self has the possibility to choose between piety and sinning. Fujuraha wa taqwaha, al-fujur, sinning, committing sins. At-taqwa, piety, righteousness. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286, Allah, praise to Him, says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. The human self, He says, can earn things legally and can earn things illegally. In the Day of Judgment, every nafs, every self is going to be accounted or accountable for what it earned legally and what it earned illegally. Part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala description of the higher self, the conscience in us, He called it an-nafs al-lawwama in Surah Al-Qiyamah, chapter 75, verses 1 and 2. Allah, praise to Him, says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. Allah is swearing with the Day of Judgment. It is true, it's going to happen. ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. And I swear that with the goodness of the reproaching self, the self that blames itself. That's goodness in us. Before you sleep, if you follow this ayah, before you sleep every night, you should hold yourself accountable. Think about your day. I did this, this, and that. These are good things. Alhamdulillah. Thank God for that. But I did really something bad, or I said something wrong. Ask for forgiveness and try to correct it. That's an-nafs al-lawwama. This is the self that is blaming itself. That's not a bad thing. This is a good thing. And another characteristic of the higher self is an-nafs al-mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. This is Surah Al-Fajr, chapter 89, verses 27 to 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the content self, the self which is happy about itself, the self which is resigned. And he says to it, to every human being who is content with his God, with her God, come back to your Lord. You will be happy and you will be content. How? You will enter with my worshippers. You will enter my paradise. And about النفس السفلى, the lower self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nafs that whispers with bad things. In Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 16, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We have created the human being, and we know what his self whispers to him. This is a reference to duality. There are two here. The lower self is whispering to the upper self. The upper self is the conscience, al-fitra, the teachings, the goodness, the righteousness. The other self, the lower one, is whispering, let's do this, let's twist that. Well, a little lie doesn't hurt. How about if we earn something quickly, but it's not legal? That's whispering. That's one characteristic of the lower self. Also, in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 53, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَمَا أُبْرِئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This is the wife of Al-Aziz, the prime minister of Egypt, is saying, وَمَا أُبْرِئُ نَفْسِي, I cannot say I am innocent, because the self has been ordering wrongdoing. Except those whom Allah have mercy on. And after all, if you ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and He is all merciful. And Surah Yusuf also, there is another characteristic of the lower self. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. This is Yusuf chapter 12, verse 18. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. And they, the brothers of Yusuf, peace be to him, they came to their father, Yaqub alayhi salam, with false blood, not human blood. He didn't believe it, and he said, سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ. Yourselves enticed you towards wrongdoing. You must have done something wrong. Yourself enticed you, inclined to you, prompted you. And I am going to be patient, and I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be my guardian, to be my protector. I depend on Him against what you are speaking about. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, this is chapter 5, verse 30. This is about the two sons of Adam, alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. One of them, Qabil, killed his brother, Habil. And the ayah uses the word طَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ. His self justified or permitted for him to kill his brother. And he killed his brother. And he became a loser as a result of that. And in Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter 75, verses 40 and 41, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. Those who are fearful of the punishment of Allah, they reproach themselves, they fight against desires, wrong desires, illegal desires. And when they do, their destination is paradise. And finally, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُّ وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. This is Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 128. Al-anfus is also another characteristic of the lower self, is a stingy self. Stingy in full meanings of all aspects of life. You have power and you don't want to share it. You have science or information, knowledge, and you don't want to share it. You have wealth, you don't want to share it. You have advice, you don't want to share it. This is also a characteristic of the lower self that we have to fight against. And in brief, what should we do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, I created you with the ability to choose. And that's really the whole difference between humans and angels who are obedient. Then when the lower self, the one which is about desires, is trying to convince the upper self, the conscience, al-fitra, the teachings, then we should resist that. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to be, good Muslim believers, human beings, who do the good thing as a result, really, of choice. We are not slaves. We have the choice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among those who are following His teachings and doing the right thing as He wanted us to do. Ameen. And ask Allah, He is very close to you, answering your call. There is a hadith, Sharif, related to telling the truth and avoiding telling lies. It is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Prophet of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبُ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The meaning of the hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanding us to be truthful, to tell the truth. Why? Because telling the truth is leading to righteousness. What creating a good believer, a good human being, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. And this leads to al-Jannah, the ultimate destination, paradise. And if a man or a woman, in that meaning, continues lifestyle of telling the truth and makes an effort to tell the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order him or her to be written as a truth teller. A saint, if you want another English word. And the Prophet ﷺ, by the same logic, is commanding us to avoid telling lies or not telling the truth. And he said, this leads to fujur, to sinning, committing sin. And this committing sin is leading to the hellfire. وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And a man or a woman who tells lies and keep doing that, he would be written by Allah, or Allah will order him or her to be written as a liar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanted us to be, truth tellers in this life, so we will be rewarded in the best reward, the ultimate destination of paradise in the hereafter. Amen. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awat ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al-yawm al-'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala maridan illa shafaita wala daynan illa sadadta ولا غائبا إلا رددت ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حيا الصلاة حيا الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It is a sunnah. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.